Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, May 30th. So tomorrow, the month is over, Danny.
I know.
And you know about that.
Well,
it's not a secret.
No.
Okay.
Rent is due in 2 days.
I figured I'll remind you of the obvious. Why
yep.
not? To make the transition into the show a little easier and smoother yeah, this morning.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Welcome, everybody. We are on Facebook Live today because we have a special guest. If you want to see us, go on LA Talk Radio's page on Facebook. You'll see us right there. If not, stay in audio, and we love you just as much that way. Yesterday we weren't on. You weren't feeling that well. Are you better today?
It was that I wasn't feeling well. I just had really bad anxiety, and I haven't had anxiety like that in a long time.
So really?
I was like, I can't
but
do
you've
it.
Had it before?
Yeah.
Really?
Like every couple of months or so. I think I called out like maybe 3 months ago with the same issue.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't sleep. It was like in the middle of my sleep, I'd wake up like I was on a roller coaster.
Like really anxious and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, and I had no idea why, because I'm not like stressed or anything.
Right.
I was like, I don't know what's causing it.
Wow. Maybe subconsciously you are stressed, you know?
Maybe. I don't know. But I had to work last night too. And I was like, I don't know how I'm going to get through this. But then I just like had like a glass of wine before I went. I was good to go. Wasn't going to have a glass of wine at 9 a.m. though.
Took care of everything, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Good. So you're feeling better today.
Yeah, I feel fine.
The weather's nice. Everybody's beautiful out there. So
I wish my apartment had a pool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's supposed to be nice like the next like 2 weeks in a row. I'm like, damn it.
Right, right. Well, go to the beach then.
Yeah, I do want to go to the beach at some point, but I like to go to the beach when
fun.
It's 80.
Right.
That way it's like 75 at the beach.
Right. That's how it's going to be this weekend. So maybe
we'll. I have this weekend off too, except for Sunday. I have Friday and Saturday off.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll see.
Good. I'm going to, again, struggle to see what I'm going to do on the weekend.
Why don't you go to the beach? Take your own advice.
Yeah, I probably will take somebody with me and stuff because I like riding the bike there.
Yeah.
You know, it's
Didn't
amazing.
You get rid of your bike?
I did, but you can rent ones there too.
I
got rid of it because I was moving out of state. I didn't need it, you know?
Yeah.
But then the plans changed and I'm here.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Life happens when you're busy making other plans.
Yep.
So, one more thing. Oh, you know, I started watching this Netflix movie called Rim of the World. Have you heard of it?
Yeah, I've heard of it. I've seen commercials for it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's all like aliens.
It's little kids.
Yeah. But it's all aliens. But you know why I watch it? Because the scenery is beautiful.
Right.
The camp, you know, summer camp.
It looks cute. I do want to see it. I'll probably watch it this weekend.
Yeah. But
Are
it's
you liking
weird.
It so I'm far? Not,
yeah, it's okay. But you know what? I don't like... It's like Alien, you know, but on Earth.
Which is probably going to happen at some point, so.
Probably. I had a big conversation with my friend yesterday about all these UFOs, because he's like all over the Facebook with UFOs, this, UFO, that.
Right.
And I'm like, come on, guy, you know. So we started discussing like science and stuff. If it's possible.
Well, there was like there's like a news article from like 2 days ago that a UFO was spotted.
Yeah, there's
articles all
the time.
I saw it on like CNN or something.
But there's always explanations to those. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
it can be a UFO, but it's not a flying saucer. Come on. We're alone here. Relax, everybody.
You don't know that, though. Like,
no,
think about how ridiculous that sounds.
Why?
Like, how are humans on Earth, but you don't think there's life on other planets? That doesn't make sense.
Well, maybe there is, but we'll never find out because it's so far. Do you understand the distances in space?
Yeah, but maybe they've been traveling for a really long time to get here.
Yeah, but, you know, do you think they have the technology? Maybe they do.
Maybe they do.
Yeah, but maybe they would have got here by now. I don't know what's going on with those UFOs.
I think
I'm
it's
just
possible.
Telling you. And who created the UFOs or the aliens that you mentioned? I mean, you know,
who created us?
Okay, who created us? The
same question.
Thing. Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Come on now.
But whatever. I'm not gonna get into that right
yeah,
now.
You always get so upset when we talk about.
No, this. Not upset. I just like I figured we don't have enough time to discuss this stuff right now. But we'll get into it. I'm into it. And I'm totally
I think
into
it's interesting.
Yeah.
There's a movie called The Fourth Sound. I think I forget. Who's in it, but it was based off a true story of this lady who swore her kids went missing
uh-huh.
and she swore that they got abducted by aliens. And there was like people that were backing her story that like witnessed it. Uh-huh. But she's like a total basket case now.
Really?
But it was all acting throughout the movie. But at the very end, they showed the real life footage of her. And I was like, I'm going to go ahead and I think I believe that.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like...
I mean, don't get me wrong. I like X-Files and everything.
Yeah, that was a great show. Great show.
But, you know, I'll stop at TV to make generalizations about this stuff or make assumptions.
I think it would be cool, but as long as they were, like, nice.
Well, why would they be?
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, why would you be?
All right. Well, enough garbage for this morning, folks. We're gonna bring up the quality of the show right now. We're joined by Tammy Searle. Welcome to the show, Tammy.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Of course. And you've made a long trip here this morning, and we truly appreciate it.
Where are you from?
You know?
I was in San Diego, so it was quite a drive.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, right. Why, girl?
Good to see you.
Because, yeah, we're special.
Oh, my goodness. I would have been like, I think I'm going to pass on that.
But you make a day out of it, right? I mean, you can spend a little time in L.A., check
exactly.
it out.
Spend
yeah.
the night, have fun tonight.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, okay, now it's making sense. Yeah. If you, like, turned around and went straight back to San Diego, I would have been like,
Well, but people do. I mean, we have a show here. That on Saturday, they drive up from San Diego every week.
Bruschetta?
No. Well, no, not that one. I'm talking about we have a jazz show here on Saturday.
Mm.
And so they have like great guests and everything. But the hosts, are in San Diego and they drive here every Saturday morning. So it's worth it. Look, if somebody wants to really, have some fun and get the word out there.
I really
want
to go to San Diego for a night. Well, I need to do the reverse trip.
I was going
to
ask you, you wouldn't drive 3 hours to see me?
Probably not now.
Oh, wow.
she's being honest.
If I was going like a vacation, maybe I'd do it. Yeah. 3 hours is long.
It is long.
I went to San Diego for like a one-day shoot, and it was like 3 hours there and 3 hours back, and I was like, I will never do that again.
Yeah, that's what Tammy went through this morning, hours.
Oh, my God.
You know, without traffic, it's like 2 hours, right?
Yeah it's like a whole hour gone.
Yeah. And sometimes it's 4 hours, people tell me. So it's not always three. And you know, I'm sure you're moving a little bit. You know, sometimes it's horrible.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, you talk about 3 hours is long. I mean, when I drive up north, it's 6 hours.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But at least you're driving fast. You're not bumper to bumper, you know? I mean, this morning, 10 minutes of bumper to bumper, I almost fell asleep in the car. You know? It's like so monotonous, you know, that you fall asleep. And I thought, this is 10 minutes. How am I going to do 3 hours, you know?
Right.
But so, Tammy, you're brave, and we appreciate that.
Well,
and thank you for joining us. I'm sure it's going to be worth it for us as well as you, because you have a lot going on. You're a very busy woman. And tell us a little bit about what it is that interests you, what it is that I would imagine you probably find. You found this is like your niche in life, right? This is like your meaning.
I have.
Yeah.
You know how they say, like, you find your passion?
Right.
Your passion finds you.
Okay. So
you kind of fall into life and sometimes. You know?
Right.
Like we were talking about here at the station, right?
Right.
Little did you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I teach safety. So I teach internet safety classes, travel safety, personal safety, and absolutely love it.
Wow.
It's never changing. Ever changing, I mean. It's always new technology.
Yeah, that's true. And you're up on it and everything. How long have you been interested, like passionate about technology? Does it take us back like to the internet when the internet started?
No, long before that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I made my first radio with my dad. He's an electrical engineer.
Oh,
like,
wow.
We soldered all the parts together on the board.
So that got you like to be kind of technical, right?
I was a little kid. Yeah.
And then when personal computers came out and everything, you were like right on it, huh?
Yeah, and he always taught me so much. So he was a private pilot, so I learned how to read maps, aeronautical maps, road maps, that kind of stuff. So pretty savvy on that.
Yeah, I would have been private pilot too, but I had a couple incidents as a student pilot, and I almost killed myself. So I don't get on those
probably
anymore.
Good idea.
But I love flying.
I mean, was almost a pilot. I was 15 and a half getting my license, and then I discovered boys, and then I started going
sounds
out.
About right.
The hell with the license,
sounds about right.
Who cares about flying like a bird, you know?
Big regret.
Yeah, right. You're right. Because we had your whole life for that.
Exactly.
Nightmare.
Like, little did I like the way she adds nightmare.
Well, but it's amazing how much parents can influence kids and so forth.
That's true.
You know?
It's important.
And, yeah, and you know, not everybody is as lucky to have like technically savvy parents and things like that, you know.
Right.
So then the whole internet thing came up, and people don't know how to use it, you know, all the older generation.
Right.
But it's amazing how they're learning, you know, with their phones and everything. You have seniors now, and you talk a lot to seniors and children too, right?
Right. Yeah. I fell into the market of helping seniors because I was teaching on internet safety classes, travel safety classes on cruise ships. And so I was able to travel around for years, you know, stopped at 48 countries so far.
Wow.
Great. Yeah.
That's a lot.
Says she loves travel, she loves travel.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She doesn't just talk the talk, you know?
Right.
And some of those cruises were long, so it's a lot of retirees. So that was my senior sector and fell into that. But, you know, I've had 80-year-olds teach me stuff on iPads, and then I've had 24-year-olds tell me they're confused on an iPhone. So.
Wow. So you never know.
You never know.
It doesn't have to do with
age,
right?
It's on the individual person, correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. So, I mean, did you, when the internet came around, and the reason I'm bringing this up because I started reading the book, I know for you it would be boring.
Yeah, for sure.
But this is a book called The Internet from Netscape to the iPhone. Mm-hmm. Netscape was the first browser ever.
I remember it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Netscape.net,
that's my mom's email address. I'm like, really, wow. Mom? We need to upgrade this.
Yeah, that's like 30 years ago.
Hit the Gmail.
I have an AOL address.
Yeah, okay.
Really?
That's old too. When anyone says AOL.com, I'm like...
Yeah,
so that's I can thing, still remember the dial-up.
Yeah,
sound.
Same. Right. I actually googled it the other day because I was like,
"You never heard it?"
No. I googled it the other day because I was having a conversation about how back in the day you would sign on to AIM, but it was like the three. You had to wait for the three things to pop up. Yeah. It was like I forget. It was the AOL sign, then the little running person sign,
running guy.
Yeah, and then I forget what the third one was. But you had to like wait, and the last one always took the longest. And you're like, "Come on." Man, my
right.
Eighth grade crush is about to be online.
Exactly. You could go finish cooking dinner by the time you got online. You would. That's why it had that unusual sound. Then you'd be like, oh, it's almost there.
Yeah.
Right. AOL came before the internet.
Yeah.
You know, and then when the internet came around, they're like, what are we doing now? You know?
Right.
Well, now it's just Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
It's so crazy how.
Yeah, I don't know. They've changed completely and they're more into content and stuff. But it was like the biggest thing, AOL back then. But so when the internet came around and stuff, did you see like the potential in it and stuff? Did you get excited about it?
I did. I remember even Windows 95 coming out and all that stuff, just technology, software, different things. And then I had one of those old flip phones, real, real old ones that were big.
Yeah, the Motorola ones,
yeah,
I think.
Exactly.
I know, I had one like that.
And they're like gray.
Fake antenna, it was a little plastic antenna. And I used to tell everybody, that's a dummy antenna.
Right,
you know?
And we loved it though. I mean, everybody loved
you
those phones.
You literally would pull out the antenna.
Right.
And be like,
you're right, and it didn't even work.
Yeah,
right?
It's like.
It's all plastic.
I didn't have that, but they, when I was a kid, they had those as toys.
Right.
Know,
so
right?
It's like they went from actual real things to toys.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
The Barbie phone.
Remember when beepers were cool?
Oh yeah, pagers.
Like your parents would beep you.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh, my mom's beeping me,
right.
And then you have to like go to a payphone to try to call her. Cell phones didn't exist yet.
I know, right?
Or at least kids didn't have them.
Yeah,
that's true too.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole different story about kids getting them. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw a meme with two girls taking a picture with a phone of a phone booth. You know, of a payphone.
Yeah,
like history.
They're like, what is it? They were probably Googling it.
Yeah, they didn't know
what
it was. What is this?
Well,
yeah.
It's a pop-up restaurant or something.
Yeah, but it's kind of, if you think about it, using a payphone is kind of dangerous. Like, what if you were in an emergency situation, you drop, like, the quarter? Like, it's just not safe.
Yeah, maybe emergency was, like, you know, was
oh,
free.
Different. Oh, maybe.
Like 911.
Oh,
yeah,
911.
Maybe. Yeah,
gosh,
maybe.
Gosh, I don't even remember.
I don't remember. I'd have to like literally Google it.
Right. But just think how disgusting they are with
that's
so many people
truth.
Putting their ears on there, you know? Oh, my
I
God.
Don't remember the last time I've even seen a payphone.
I know. Yeah. I don't know. But there's, you know, maybe there's some places where they still have them, but I doubt it.
I'm looking
know?
At them to see if there's an emergency.
In third
button.
World countries or something, you know? But so you traveled a lot. Wow. So did you, how did you start traveling? Were you pretty young? Were you, because now you're traveling more on like business and work and stuff like that. But I'm sure you started for fun, right?
Back in the day. I mean, my parents, we traveled quite a bit. So I got to see the United States, never outside the United States. And my international travel was when I got older.
Oh, I see. Yeah. But you guys did travel a lot in the States. You see, and you develop a love for it, you know, for trips and stuff.
Because I remember just throwing temper tantrums. We didn't want to go to museums. And now we just, I love going to museums. So
different.
Yep. Get used to it.
I know. And I mean, you get a love for museums when you go to Europe and stuff, right?
Yeah, that's totally different.
Because there's so much history
ornate,
there.
And they're just so ornate. Everything's ornate. All the churches and everything. You're just like,
There's not an emergency button, but.
Good to know.
Yeah, there's no emergency button, but I wonder if 911 is free.
I bet it would have been.
It should be. And they're selling them for $2,015. Like the cheapest one is $2,000.
Really?
On eBay.
Yes.
I'm like, because they don't exist anymore.
Right. It's just classic, like collector item.
I know. You should get one of those.
I'm like,
I know. So our grandkids are great grandkids.
I mean, they're cool looking.
Like a dinosaur.
You know, if you like have like a cool, like if you were rich and you had like a lofty type place, like a payphone would be cool in it for people to come over and take pictures. But I can't imagine like a regular smegular like me just having a payphone.
Yeah.
And you have like some gorgeous guy go in there and then change into Superman and come out. And
exactly. Like, I was thinking Superman, you know? No phone booth,
See,
no
it
Superman.
Always goes back to boys for me. That's the problem. Really? Back to boys. Cycles right back.
Same way. Don't you worry.
Are you a California native? I mean, were you born here in California?
No, I wasn't. I moved here in the year 1999, actually. So.
And where did you grow up?
I was born in Pennsylvania, and I bounced around. My dad was moving constantly with his job, so I lived in Virginia, St. Louis, New Orleans, Tennessee.
Wow.
Kind of bounced my way.
Yeah.
But I always wanted to live here. Back in the day, you would write away to like Chamber of Commerce for brochures and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I remember doing that at 11 and 12.
Are you
getting
serious?
Brochures from California. I'm the only one here from my whole family. They think I'm just a quack.
Really? So you left them all behind?
They're all in Pennsylvania. So.
Oh, they're in Pennsylvania now. Very cool. So you've been here for a while. This is home for you.
Yeah, long time.
Did you move directly to San Diego or were you in L.A. first?
I moved to Pasadena. What a great place, the land. Right?
Yeah, right?
It's gorgeous. So, yeah.
I've never been there. Sounds far.
Seriously?
Very close.
What do you mean it sounds far?
It sounds
very close.
From here?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know shit.
Well, she doesn't take freeways, but without the freeway.
Unless I have to.
Yeah.
Like when I went to San Diego, I had no choice because the non-freeway route was like 6 hours. I was I'll be getting on the freeway.
Just take the train when you come see me.
I don't like trains.
Oh, Lord.
Like the whole derailment thing just freaks me out.
But come on. I mean, you know, it's much safer than flying. How many times do trains go off tracks, you know?
Yeah.
This week? No, I'm just kidding.
Right?
But it is a fun ride, though, on the train, It goes along the coast.
And then you just Uber from there on.
Yeah, along the coast. Have you done that trip before?
It is nice.
Yeah. And how long does it take from, L.A., San Diego?
Well, it depends
LA.
Which ones. There's so many different trains you can take, too. I think Amtrak is the quickest
route. Amtrak's, the most popular.
Because they don't stop or
as much,
anything.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, wow. Very interesting. And siblings? Do you have any siblings?
I do. I have two sisters.
Uh-huh.
And they're from Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
And then
cool.
I have a brother who unfortunately passed away. He had muscular dystrophy, so he passed away a couple years ago.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That must have been difficult.
That was. I mean, you know, growing up watching that, it's hard to watch somebody go backwards in their health like that that you can't do anything about it. It's very difficult.
Was he born like that?
Yeah, you're born with
it. You're born with it, right?
Correct.
So your whole life you have to witness this and feel the pain.
It depends when the symptoms come out. And his was about 4. I remember my parents saying he wasn't walking as fast and stuff. And then that came from there. But
Wow.
It's awful. You just never know.
You never know.
You don't?
You never know, you know? But it's like, it is what it is, right? You have to deal
you
with
deal
it.
Deal with it. That's right.
Yeah. And so you moved here. So just because you wanted to, I mean, was it like for a guy or something?
Yeah.
Usually it is, right?
It is. First time I moved to California was for a guy. The second time was for me.
Okay. So I met a guy and then we got married and moved to California because he was from here. So he lived here. So
yeah. It's better than long distance relationship.
It was with a guy. How did you know? See, it keeps circling back around.
Yeah. And that didn't work out, did it?
Thanks, Danny. Thank you so much. I think I'm going to need some Kahlua for my coffee now. I'll be going now.
No, and children?
Yes, I have two children. One is my daughter, Alexis, uh-huh. and then I adopted a son, Edgar.
Oh, that's yeah. cool. The adoption process, I heard, is really difficult.
It is difficult.
Yeah, so like it's like time. Very lengthy.
It is.
Yeah, and isn't it really expensive?
No, I actually was my own attorney in the case, so I didn't have to pay for an attorney. Fees. But you can, yeah, you can
rack it up. Yeah, rack it
for
up.
For sure, for sure.
Very I know a lot of people that have looked into that, and then they see the pricing, and they're like, I wanted, and you would think that they would make it an easier process, because there's so many people that need homes. It's like, really, you're trying to make the world a better place, because it seems like you're not.
Really? Right. Why do they make
it? Well, and it's true. I don't know. And then that is one thing we're talking about is the court reform is that they need to streamline things and make it easier for sure.
Right.
Because there are a lot of kids in need. So it would
so
be nice.
So many.
And so many in foster care that bounces from, you know, house to house and it's unstable. So,
And then they're not stable for the rest of their lives.
Right.
You know, court's a business. They're there to make money.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Right. That's true. Yeah. And so with the court thing, so was that like a big deal? I mean, having to deal with the courts and everything. Why have you brought up court reform?
Well,
what kind of experience have you had with the courts that led you to this?
A lot.
Really?
What had happened was in my situation where I saw court reform was needed was in it was with my daughter in custody over her, and it was just one of those very egregious cases that it was one bad parent, one good parent, and the court just wouldn't acknowledge that that was the situation.
Really?
And then at one point, he abducted her for 10 years. He took her.
10 years?
This was the guy you moved to California for?
No, this was my daughter's father.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait a second now.
Wow. And
is he in jail?
No, should be.
Yeah.
Ten years.
10 years.
10 years you were without your daughter. How did you deal with it?
I don't know. I don't know where I pulled that strength from. I think because I'm such a problem solver and that engineer's daughter, I was very, methodical how I looked at things and said, this needs to be fixed, this needs to be fixed, and kind of dissociated myself from the actual problem a lot.
Right.
And so I did work with Senator Feinstein to get some laws passed in California, and then worked with some people and had a law passed in Tennessee where things had gone sideways. So it was... I just became my mission at that point to kind of point out that the family court system is very broken.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, tore you apart from your daughter. How old was she at the time?
She was about to turn 7. And she, I had, got a move away order from Tennessee, which I was the first one that had done that. And it actually became, they appealed it. So then it went to the appellate court and I won that appeal. And so that became a matter of law, and that was, people were able to cite that case from here on out now, so they could move. But people just didn't move like that back in the day, 20 some years ago. And then I moved to California, and then years later is when it happened. And they, her father and the grandfather called San Diego Sheriff's Department and said that I kidnapped her, and they believed them. They didn't check anything.
Kidnapped from where? Wasn't
from
she with you?
Yeah, so for 2 years. Yeah. Didn't check anything. And then...
So this was after you were divorced or something?
I never even married him, actually.
Oh, okay.
So I had moved here and got married. So I was here with her stepfather and everything was,
so the custody,
in my mind, perfect.
Right.
The custody was up in the air then at that point, right? No, nobody, like... It wasn't a clear thing, like the mother's going to get him or the father's
going to
get
him. Oh, when I moved to California, I had 100% custody.
Really?
Yeah, and then it was upheld by the appellate court.
Right.
And I won that appeal to be here in California. And then 2 years later... is when that all took place. So it was just a series of errors of people not following protocol.
Yeah.
So perfect storm.
That's what
storm,
it sounds
they call
like.
It. Perfect storm.
Perfect storm. So everything was just in the right place at the right time to create all this.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, what did your daughter do during those times? Did she?
It's rough on her. It's very
tough. I mean, she understood what's going on at 7, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't think either one of us thought it was going to go that long. We were like, well, this is going to be cleared up any day now. They're going to figure it out. And then she's going to get on a plane and come home. And
Turned
into 10 years. Yeah, I tried to be as much as possible, but they did everything they could to keep me from speaking to her and stuff.
So is your relationship with her like kind of...
It's good now.
It's good now.
She's almost 23. So, when you get older, you start to see... things for what they really were. And there's a good paper trail. She's seen a lot of the paperwork and... you know. Damn. But it is hard on these kids because they don't know who to believe, and their life can be a lie sometimes later when they see the truth and everything that they were brought up to believe is not true. That's pretty shocking to someone.
It's almost like
you wake up from amnesia or something. You're like, what is this? This is not my life.
That's not my life. Yeah, it's something totally different.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, where did they take her?
Tennessee. They took her back to Tennessee.
Oh, back to Tennessee. Yeah. I thought maybe another country or something.
Well, you know what? Everybody always says that. And I say, well, it's kind of like another country. Yeah. And now that you see all the stuff that's kind of coming out and what we're dealing with and stuff, back there, it's kind of like a different country. They were not pro-female doing anything with a brain back then.
I went to Tennessee once, and I did not like it.
Yeah, I never liked it.
But you did get full custody in the beginning.
Yeah, I always said full custody.
Yeah.
From minute one, I always did.
So it's okay. I mean, so they do consider the women as being important, I think, in a child's life, wouldn't you say?
That was about $70,000 in attorney fees later.
Wow.
Fighting it.
Jeez.
20 years ago, that was that much.
Right. So now, I mean, can somebody just come and kidnap a kid? I mean, what's going on here, you know?
Well, what happens is, in unfortunately, in the United States, kids are considered chattel, which is property. So that's why the arrangement of visitation in the court system with kids is actually in superior court, usually, when you're figuring out all the assets.
Right.
Of the financial and the property and now the kids. They are part of the package, the property package.
Right.
So it's sad, and they don't have rights. Kids don't really have rights in the United States.
Yeah.
Animals have far more rights than kids do in the United
States. That's true, right?
The parents have the right over the child.
Right, right.
The kid doesn't have rights, and it needs to be changed. It really does.
It does, right?
Yeah, they have a voice.
Mm.
Yeah, but I think that needs to be at a certain age, because I don't think a seven-year-old would know how to.
Well, they can't decide about their lives.
Yeah.
But they should have a right to maybe choose the parent they want to be with.
Right. And right doesn't always mean a voice. Right means this, you know, like an animal can't talk and say, don't beat me. But there are animal rights that keep you from being allowed to torture an animal and not get in trouble. So that's what it is. There needs to be more rights for these kids.
Yeah, can you imagine torturing an animal?
You know, in California, too, emotional abuse is acknowledged as abuse. And that's not the way it is in a lot of states. And that needs to change.
Yeah.
Emotional abuse is probably worse than physical, I feel.
You're right.
Like mental.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Right on track, Danny. It stays with you for a long time.
That's right. And that's been proven over and over. It's just that those bad words seem to keep rising to the top and rattling around in your head. And the bruises go away.
Yeah.
Correct.
Exactly. I mean, you'll never get over the bruises, but you'll never get over the shit someone said either.
And, you know, the 10 years you lost out, you know, and being able to be a parent and all that, you know, that she was gone, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's such an unbelievable time in a child's life, too. You know, all that time that they weren't their mom growing up and stuff.
Right, yeah.
Right.
Can be a difficult.
I can't imagine how terrible that must be.
Yeah.
You know? So so that happens. And so this probably, like, has occupied your entire life for the whole period of time, right?
Yeah, 24 years now, believe it or not. So it is my life now, and just court reform and being an advocate and making sure that kids have a voice. And
that's good. So I guess, you know, you took something adverse and you turned it into something positive, and you found your calling, maybe.
And
making it easier for kids, for parents to maintain the relationships, I guess, you know. And there's no question that, you know, divorce, or in your case, it was a breakup, that how it breaks, it's like, it's hard for me to describe, because I went through it and I still haven't recovered from the fact that I did not get a chance to have a normal family that's together and to raise the kids together. It was only for a limited period of time.
Right.
And I feel that I was marginalized out of the relationship, and thus I lost out on many years as well with the kids, you know, because they just listen to, like you said, they listen to whoever's around them. They don't know what to believe anymore, so they go with the person that they're close with, you know, and I would imagine that was her father, and, you know, that's where it ends up, you know, and it's very sad, but
it is. They end up being peacekeepers too a lot. So sometimes they'll lie or omit from saying things to each parent just to keep the peace.
Right.
And to not let them it escalate. And it's just too much on them. They have to grow up too soon.
Yeah. It's true. It's a lot of pressure on the kid.
Yeah. And then sometimes the parent will make that kid be the other parent, like the other, you know, the other adult in the house. So it's called parentification. Right. So then the kid has to grow up too soon.
Right.
You know, they're worrying about bills and all this other stuff, and they shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's true. And many kids also feel that they have to make their mother... usually it's with a mom, like to make her happy, to make her laugh, to make sure that she's always feeling good, because that's your like support system,
right,
you know.
Right.
I know that I used to do this, and I hear many people as well, you know, just like you feel that it's your responsibility to put a smile on your mom's face.
Yeah,
that's the way it felt for me, and that's a lot of pressure, you know.
It is a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
They've got their own things to worry about, especially in school these days. They got too much.
Yeah.
But I went to Pepperdine, and I got certified as a mediator.
Uh-huh.
So now I'm looking at working in the courts for the foster care kids. So help them in the system.
Wow, you're an angel. You know,
maybe I think I would like fighting the government to make sure the kids got the benefits that they deserve and that they should get before they time out of the system.
Right.
They need to get prepped.
Right.
So,
yeah. I don't know. I'm thinking of like rights of the unborn, but we shouldn't go there today, right?
Yeah. No.
With abortion and everything.
No, please don't.
Yeah.
Not in the mood.
But at least kids that exist, we should give them more
importance.
We got
a lot that are here and now that need us.
Yeah. Right.
Let's focus on those.
Yeah. Touche.
I don't know, but anyway, so Tammy, you have, we'll just go off the topic just a little bit. You have a website. It's called TammyandFriends.com. And tell us a little bit about it. What can people find on there?
Well, when I was traveling all those years, I had a lot of the people say, is there a website I can go that I can get this type of information that I know is safe? And I said, well, no, not really. So then I started thinking about making one. So now we're making a membership site. So you can go to the membership site now and buy before the pre-launch on July 1.
Okay.
And then it's going to have internet safety, travel safety, really basically personal safety items. And iPad and iPhone. That seems to be the thing that's all around the world is Apple products, and I get that more than anything. So how to use your phone.
Right. Yeah. I'm sorry, we get distracted because these people, I don't know what he's trying
Amazon.
To do.
He's dropping something off.
Oh, okay.
It's a package, yeah.
Oh, it is a package?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we have a window in the studio, so sometimes people just distract us. And I'm easily distracted.
Yeah, same. I was like,
right? And she's like, what are they looking at? But anyway, back to this. So you're launching this Saturday then, July 1st, right?
No, July 1st.
Oh, July 1st. We're looking at June right now. Yeah. See, I'm already in the summer.
Yeah, I know, right?
So we still have a whole month.
Yes.
And so this is going to be like a membership site about internet safety, travel safety, today's technology. Yeah, you have a lot to offer.
Yeah.
So you're quite an entrepreneur, right?
Yes, I've always been since I was a little kid.
Really? What kind of work did you do before, though? Or did you always start your own thing?
Through the years, a lot I've worked with my own thing. But when I got to Pasadena at first, I was the systems integration consultant. So in the IT world, basically what that is you go out to companies and you meet with different departments, figure out how to get them to work nicely all together, and then you create a software. You have the guys make a software.
Wow,
for
you
it.
See, so, that's how she's very technically inclined, you know? I'm like, you don't get all that information just from being a casual user, you know? Wow.
Lots of training.
Very impressive.
Yeah, lots of training. Self-training.
Your teeth are very white.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Amazon delivers my little teeth product. I'll share that little secret with you.
Really? It actually makes it that white?
Yeah.
They are really white. I mean, my teeth are really white, but that's really white.
And I like drink coffee with a straw and stuff like that. So you got to be careful. See? Yeah.
Oh, it's bad when you drink it with a straw?
Why? No, it's good. And if you don't, then it makes your teeth brown.
Oh, right. I was like...
Yeah, your teeth are pretty white too.
Well, I just got them whitened like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. But they're like extremely white now.
Right.
I got them whitened and I was like... I filmed a YouTube video the other day and I was watching it back and I was like, wow.
Right.
My teeth are really
no,
white.
But I mean, you can get them white.
I know. I love them white.
Yeah. You can get them white, then they still don't get as white as yours, you know, because like mine.
Well, my teeth
were
naturally white.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You know, it depends on the natural color of your teeth. Yeah. Because you can't make them any whiter than they originally are.
Like my mom's teeth aren't that white, but my dad's teeth have always been like extremely white. So I think I get my teeth. Because me and him had the same exact teeth. Like I have one pushed back tooth. Uh-huh. He had that same exact, like same exact mouth, but he got braces and I just can't do it. I'm not gonna do it.
They have all like the Invisalign ones,
but still, even Invisalign, I'm like, I can see your braces.
Yeah, and you can feel it too.
Yeah, I'm like, I just don't think I'm just gonna deal with my messed up tooth.
It's not like it's a big deal, you know?
It's like whatever.
Yeah.
Do what makes you happy. Yeah. If it bothers you, get them. If not, then don't.
Right.
If they had like ones you could wear just at night, I'd be cool with it. I don't want to be wearing Invisalign out though.
Well, you do take them in and out. That's the whole cool thing about it.
Yeah.
So maybe check in.
Yeah, maybe.
That's true. You can't take them in and out, right? Mm-hmm. Wow. So it's not like the clear regular braces that they stick
on
your teeth.
Yeah, wow.
Very interesting. So traveling, I mean, that sounds like so much fun. You know, you were on the ship for an extended period of time too?
No, I didn't work directly for the ship. I worked as under the entertainment auspice, but so I would go on different trips. So I'd go for a couple weeks and then I'd travel around Europe.
Oh, I see.
You know, on land, and then I'd go back on another cruise. And so, yeah.
Wow. You like cruises?
Love cruises.
Right? Aren't they cool, though? But when you go, I mean, I went a long time ago, but I realized when you go on a cruise, get the best accommodations, you know?
Yeah.
Don't go, like, in the bottom, like, in those rooms where there's no windows.
I don't know if I would do a cruise.
Terrible.
Even if you have those rooms, you're always so busy, you just go back there literally to change.
Right,
and sleep.
Exactly.
That's it.
Exactly, but you can get one with a balcony and a suite and everything.
You can get all that.
Right?
Yeah, and the ones at the bottom, from because I've seen pictures of people that have been on cruises, the small ones look like, how do you even, like, how do both of you even fit in there?
It's like being in an airplane bathroom. Yeah, I'm telling you.
That's what keeps you out on the deck having fun,
right,
though.
Right.
Yeah.
I have a feeling if you were on a cruise, you would not be in the room very much. You'd be out having a
good time. Yeah, no, I'm a social butterfly. Yep. I just don't know if I would be on a cruise, period.
Why?
Yeah. Just too many like accidents have been happening in the past couple of years.
See, she's afraid of accidents.
No, like the train.
The plane.
Yeah, exactly. The plane, the train, everything scares you.
But I'd rather get derailed on a train than be stuck in the middle of the ocean on a boat.
Okay, so go to San Diego.
This is progress. Now you can come see me.
Yeah, right.
This is progress.
She's advanced through the show.
By the end of the therapy session, she will be on the train.
Yeah. No, I mean, I've been on trains before. I've been on planes before. If I had to do a cruise ship, like, I would do it.
Right.
I just don't necessarily, that's like not, when I'm planning a vacation, I'd rather just hop on a flight and like land in a resort.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. True.
What happens if you're like in the middle of the ocean and a storm hits? Like, is it like what the pictures look like?
Probably.
I've been in one before. You ride it out as best as possible, but they have such amazing navigation equipment that they know long before the fact that it's going to be there, and you go around it, not through it.
Yeah, but just like with airplanes.
Yeah, same thing. Very, you know, like when you go, you know, you'll start climbing,
you go
higher
the
altitude,
storm.
They're trying to go around.
Yeah, they don't go into the storm.
Yeah, only in the movies.
I know.
That's what ruins it for everybody.
Yeah.
The movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm like, don't watch the one that was snakes on the plane then if you don't.
Well, that movie looks like it's horrible anyway.
It looks horrible.
Like,
but
the whole
but it's
concept.
A cult movie, you know?
It's like,
everybody. Like, I know, it's like the whole movie is like in the title.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Yeah, it just sounds terrible.
Because you know what's going
to
happen.
Offer after that. We're like, well, that was a spoiler.
Right. Had no idea what that movie was about.
Exactly. I don't watch that kind of stuff. I would be flying to Europe and then be freaking out every little feeling on my legs.
Exactly. Don't watch that.
Yeah,
no
thanks.
Yeah. So, and then internet safety. What are some of the questions people come up to you with as far as what are people concerned with these days? Because there's a lot of things about internet safety that people should think about, you know, like identity theft and viruses and, you know, spying and snooping and all that stuff. What are
all the above? Exactly.
Really?
So I guess one of the main things that people are worried about with internet is when they're getting that ransomware and downloading and clicking. What is bad? What is not bad? And then all of a sudden they could have their computer locked up and it's ransomware. And
right, then it's scary as well.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So the thing is, you just back your computer up all the time. So you have that data. It's like you have insurance for a car and you hope you never get in a car accident where you need it, that type of thing. It's the same with backing it up. Back it up all the time in case you ever need it, and then hope you don't need it.
Right. And it's and you can make it automatic today, so you don't even have to think about it.
Exactly.
You know?
That's right.
So what's a good way to back up? I mean, there's so many opportunities and options out there. What do you recommend?
iCloud. And you can use iCloud for non-Apple products.
And
too,
iCloud will warn you when someone's hacking your stuff, too.
Yeah.
iCloud. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I believe in Apple all the way.
Really? And what about PCs, though? I mean, if people want to back up their computers.
You can back up a PC to the
like
iCloud also.
Cloud,
yeah.
Right?
Here's what I always say. It's like you have different companies, you know, Google, Microsoft, Apple. And Google and Microsoft don't really play nicely in the sandbox with other companies.
Right.
Apple does.
Right.
So they cornered the market on that.
But it's only recently, you know that.
No, they've always like done that where they make it super easy to convert.
Oh, to connect with
you know,
the Mac.
Well, yeah, no, but to convert documents and stuff like that.
Right, right.
But they don't make it easy with
Google, right?
Yeah, Microsoft. So
I know.
It's just a different
different worlds altogether, you know. It's very interesting. I mean, I love the computer industry and its history because I went through it, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why I'm reading this book right now. But Microsoft is sort of like taking different directions. You know, they couldn't penetrate the phone market, right? So then you have Apple and Google is competing with everybody with everything.
Mm. Right, right, right.
Right?
Yeah, now Apple's into TV, which I love.
Yeah, they
are. They're bringing on some really good people.
Like the content.
Yeah, and the people also, like they brought in Reese Witherspoon and Oprah and Jennifer Garner.
Right, but they're getting into content. It's not so much like hardware and things like that. You know, more like it's original content, like Netflix. And
Everyone's starting to do that. Yeah. Everyone has like a streaming service now.
Right, because that's where it's at. You know, that's where the money's at. You know, people want to watch movies at home on their phones, whatever, you know. And it's amazing. You know, I look at the stats of people that visit our site and stuff. And, you know, people are just like from everywhere, you know. Mm-hmm. And they use, like the majority are using phones to use the internet, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, computers are like so behind now. That, you know, because we have a computer in our hands now, you
exactly.
know, and it's different.
They're not as needed.
Right.
I mean, you could have an iPad and do everything pretty much with a little
remote
keyboard.
I still have
keyboard.
A MacBook. I can't imagine my life without a MacBook. I couldn't do what I needed to do on an iPad or an iPhone.
Right.
I just can't do it.
That's how I feel, too, and obviously many people do. But I'll bet you another generation or two and these kids won't use the laptops.
Well, the laptop's already changing. Like, when I bought this new MacBook, they don't even have the CD. You can't play.
Exactly.
You can't play DVDs or nothing anymore.
Right.
Like,
that's been like that for a while, though.
Yeah. Somebody handed me a CD to look at some documents the other day, and I was like, I'm not sure what to do with this. Like,
exactly.
Where am I going to look at the
like,
library? Or, like, I was like, ah.
That's true.
Problem.
That's true how things are changing so fast.
This is true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell people what they have to do in order to become a member. What they're going to get on the site.
They, to become a member, just go on and sign up and,
that's,
launch. It's going to be easy. So you can just do a pre-launch sign up and then I'll start trickling out content here on the site starting this weekend. So they'll be able to get some little nuggets of information.
Yeah. Sounds good. So I saw all the things you offer here. Let me just look for a second here because, there's a lot in this membership that you're getting, you know? I mean, look at that. You're getting like, members-only section. You're getting courses, articles, webinars, ebooks, tutorial videos, podcasts, access to you via email. That's
and
a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and if they're in the area when we have live events and it's not one that's private that they're allowed to go to, they can come to the sessions that we're putting on in also because I do group training, so I enjoy that.
Right. And it's very inexpensive. I mean, it's $10 a month
exactly.
or $100 a year. You know, that's nothing, you know, for what you're getting. And
especially because on there, I'm also going to put travel safety. So that includes alerts. So when there's travel alerts in different countries of things that are going wrong. And it's not always something like ISIS or something, you know, in that mode. It can be, you know, a tsunami's on its way.
Yeah.
Right.
Somebody is busy packing, running over to LAX to and fly how would into you a know country, about right?
It? Are
and
you connected to it?
No, I mean, just get so many different feeds in there, you know, of information. It's just like it's going to be like an aggregate of a lot of information, you know, put
very
in there.
Very cool. So, that's going to require a lot of your time, though.
Yeah, it already has. Gathering the content is some of the hardest
I can imagine,
part.
Huh?
Yeah.
And building a website and all that. And
then I have some, you know, I have people that are helping me, so then they can help run that. And then my goal then after that launches is to focus on filming the short for the court reform movie that I want to put out, which is Court Ordered Abduction. So,
oh, damn, girl.
I know, right?
Court
Ordered Abduction. Wow. So many kids, that's the issue going on with the court system now, that are just not seeing different parents because of that. So,
right.
That's why if I ever have kids, I hope it's just like, if we don't end up together, like, we can be cool.
Exactly.
Like, you get the kids Monday through Thursday, I'll have her Thursday through Sunday. Like, whatever works, let's just not give our kids grief.
Right. Exactly. And good thing that my daughter did see that, because, you know, who was her daddy in her life was her stepfather. Uh-huh. And when we divorced, it was extremely amicable. Still did vacations, went to movies, dinner. He still came over and stayed at the house all the time. It was it was just normal, just healthy. Right. Yeah. So she got to see that it is, you know, there is a way to do it healthy.
Right.
But unfortunately, a lot of these kids don't, you know, see that, and they go through a lot.
Right.
There's a lot of issues where the military went away for when we were at war.
Uh-huh.
And then when they came back, and you can't really blame the spouse. Maybe she's bored sitting over at Camp Pendleton while he's gone for 2 years, and she wanted to move, you know, back to Kansas with her family.
Right.
And then when that happens, literally that is considered an abduction because she didn't get the permission of the court or the husband to really do that. He comes back. He's got 2 more years of his, you know, the sign up to do for the military. And now what? He wants to see his kid. She's, you know, in Kansas.
Right.
He's here. And that's where a lot of problem came into play. So one of the things I'd like to see happen and champion in my lifetime is to see that there's a federal remedy. So you can have a custody issue heard in federal court, whereas now you can't.
Yeah.
So like if you and I were fighting over that logo of yours and I was in New York and you were here, we'd duke it out in federal court.
Yes.
And there is no remedy like that for family court. And there needs to be.
Yeah.
Because we are very much on the move now.
Yeah.
You know, we're a very transient society.
So how do you generate that reform? By contacting, obviously, the politicians and stuff like you have, right?
You try to find a politician that will take that cause and kind of champion it for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, do you have any specific place that you discuss that, or is that also on your website?
No, that's totally separate.
That.
Yeah, that's
what
it's separate. Like the safety thing is one thing. You know, I did fall into it because I was, you know, always trying to find out what was going on with my daughter through the years, and I had to be a little spy girl and figure that out. And so did she.
Right.
We had lots of times we were communicating secretly, and we just were like little spy girls, she always says. So, yeah.
That's terrible.
Oh, you girlfriend, you have no idea.
Yeah.
I had people that worked for him that ended up, I got them to flip, and they were on in like Team Tammy and Alexis. And then I'd have to like get cell phones to them. They'd have to hide them in the bushes near the house. She'd get the cell phone. Then she'd have to crawl under the house to talk to me at night.
Oh, my God.
It was horrible. Wow. This is what they put this kid through.
Yeah.
It's really not, it wasn't good.
No, I mean, that's a trauma for everybody involved.
Yeah.
And the checks and balances aren't always there. You know, there's that good old boy stuff in certain court systems and local things that it's very incestuous where, you know, the dad was the judge, the son's the judge, the grandfather's the judge. I mean, we had problems with our judge. We were going to turn him into the review board, the judiciary review board, and his father was on the review board. What do you do with that, right?
So, you know,
I like that we have a lot of ways to be watching everything.
Yeah.
And recording things. I like it that people are secretly recording things that are going on in the court system as they should.
Yeah. Right.
Then
more behind closed doors.
Exactly. So. Then everything's right there, right?
That's right.
Right. Tammy Searle, you're a very, very fascinating guest
Thank you.
And a very passionate woman, and you're full of energy, and we're impressed.
Aww,
and
thanks.
We're very happy that you came and joined us this morning. Finally, tell people how they can find you again and your website, social media, if you want to give that out.
Yep. I'm on practically every social media platform you can imagine. It's under Tammy and Friends, or it's under my name, Tammy Searle, S-E-A-R-L-E. And just contact me through there. There's a page on my website. You can send a note to me.
All right. So that's where you can find everything about it.
Yeah. And then stay tuned for the whole court ordered abduction movie that we're going to be filming that short this summer. So
yeah, so where can we, have you worked out distribution yet for it, or do
we? No, we haven't even shot it yet. So
right, so we don't know where we're going to see it.
Yeah.
But it's going to be there, and that's going to be.
Well, you know where I'm going to come when I'm done.
Exactly. Yeah, well, come back here and really come and promote it, okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tammy. Danny, thank you.
You're welcome.
As always, thanks everybody for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.